The Boy Scouts of America now faces more than 92,000 claims of abuse of scouts by scout leaders. That number far surpasses the number of known cases against the Roman Catholic Church. The cases were filed ahead of a deadline yesterday in the Boy Scouts bankruptcy court case. In a statement, the Boy Scouts called the staggering number of claims, quote, gut-wrenching. Attorney Paul Monez is representing some of the plaintiffs, and he joins us now on Skype. And Paul, 10 years ago, you won a landmark $20 million judgment against the Scouts for abuse. How would you characterize this moment?
Well, at the time that we won that verdict against the Boy Scouts, it was the first time the Boy Scouts had ever lost a major case like that. They had pretty much been skating along for years, avoiding publicity and keeping well hidden their secret of the history of sexual abuse and scouting. I could never conceive of this moment happening, first when the bankruptcy was filed in February of this year, and even now that 90,000 plus, and probably by the end of the day, it's going to be up above 95,000 when it's all tallied in.
The plaintiffs claim the Boy Scouts knew who the abusers were and kept quiet about it for years. Why do you think this happened in the Boy Scouts?
Actually, the Boy Scouts have known about the problem of sexual abuse since their beginning. They knew men were joining since 1920 to joining the Boy Scouts to sexually molest boys. They knew this was a problem, and instead of really protecting the boys they were meant to serve, they ended up protecting the organization. And while they developed a secret file list called the Perversion Files, that's their name, not my name, that was the list of files that were released between 65 and 85 for our 2010 case, then we saw there that they had a policy for decades and decades not to report to law enforcement. They just kept quiet to protect themselves. That is the predilection of large institutions, is to keep quiet.
The Boy Scouts, as I mentioned, filed for bankruptcy in February. That put past lawsuits on hold as a settlement is negotiated. What are you telling your clients to expect?
Well, we're telling our clients that it's going to be a long slog. Right now, there are basically three buckets of money that are going to pay these compensation awards. One is the Boy Scouts' assets, which include their real estate and financial instruments. The other one is the insurance company's insurance that they have. And the last one is basically the local council assets. And so we know, though, this is going to be a very, very long struggle. The problem is these men will never get their day in court. They will never be able to hold the Boy Scouts responsible for the grievous injuries that they suffered. They'll just have to accept a payment through the bankruptcy proceeding.
The Boy Scouts put out a statement yesterday that in part reads, "We are devastated by the number of lives impacted by past abuse and scouting and moved by the bravery of those who have come forward." And quote, "We are heartbroken that we cannot undo their pain. We are deeply sorry." They've encouraged victims to file lawsuits and say they will set up a trust fund. But has the organization done enough, in your opinion, to acknowledge past abuse that spans really, as you say, since its beginning?
No. One thing to show they haven't done enough is that they only released the perversion files between 1965 and 1985. They have to release all of the perversion files. And I think every single man who filed a claim needs to get a personal letter of apology, not a format letter, a personal letter of apology from the Boy Scouts. That's never going to happen. Ever. You know, the other thing I want to mention is that the Boy Scouts of America are a congressionally chartered corporation. That is only given to a handful of institutions which are supposedly symbolize the best of America. I think the United States Congress should open an investigation into this scandal to determine how this happened and how the Boy Scouts ended up in bankruptcy because of their bankrupt moral attitude towards the safety of young boys who swore an oath to trust and support the Boy Scouts. And the Boy Scouts themselves did not return that support.
Do you see any criminal charges being filed? I know statute of limitations is a major issue in many of these cases, but do you see that coming into play in the future?
Never. It's never, ever going to happen. The criminal justice system protects pedophiles in institutions, because sexual abuse is really a perfect crime because it silences the victims and makes the victims believe it's their fault. And they take the secret to their graves. And as a result, most of the leaders who have molested never see justice in our criminal courts.
Attorney Paul Mones is representing some of the plaintiffs in abuse lawsuits filed against the Boy Scouts of America. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.